He had been deported from the United States 3 times. 2019, 2023, 2024. Each time, he came back illegally. On July 3, 2026, driving on a revoked license, he ran a stop sign in Pitt County, North Carolina, and killed a 6-year-old girl on her way to the pool. The top charge North Carolina has filed against him for her death is a misdemeanor. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. This is not a story about assigning blame to the man alone. It's about the paper trail that let him keep driving and the federal charge that, as of this writing, still hasn't been filed. Just after noon on Friday, July 3rd, Jaime Santiago Corona was driving a Dodge Ram pickup south on Warren Jones Road in Pitt County when he failed to stop at the intersection with County Home Road. He struck a Chevrolet SUV driven by Kelly Toller, who was on her way home from lunch with her 2 children, headed next for a community pool. Kelly Toller, 6 years old, was pronounced dead at the scene. Her mother and her 4-year-old brother Colton were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. North Carolina State Highway Patrol charged Corona with misdemeanor death by vehicle, failure to stop for a stop sign, careless and reckless driving, and driving on a revoked license. He had no valid license at the time of the crash. Corona is charged, not convicted. The crash itself, what exactly happened in that intersection, is presumed innocent until a court says otherwise. And that presumption matters here as much as anywhere. What is not in dispute, because it comes directly from the Department of Homeland Security's own statement, is everything that got him to that intersection in the first place. The crash spread across eastern North Carolina within a day, in part because a state trooper had confirmed the small, human detail that made it land so hard. A family that had simply been out for lunch, headed somewhere as ordinary as a community pool. A roadside memorial grew at the intersection in the days that followed. A fund was set up to help the family with medical costs. Kelly Toller and her son remained hospitalized in the days after the crash. According to DHS, Corona is a Mexican national who was deported from the United States in 2019, again in 2023, and again in 2024. And illegally re-entered the country each time. He also has a prior conviction for driving under the influence. None of the reporting on this crash alleges he was impaired on July 3rd. That absence of an impairment allegation is not incidental. It's the entire reason the charge is what it is. North Carolina's death by vehicle law splits into 2 tracks. If impaired driving caused the death, it's a felony. If the fatal violation is something else, here, running a stop sign, the law requires prosecutors to charge it as a misdemeanor, full stop, regardless of who died or what the driver's record looks like. That is a structural fact about how the statute is written, not a judgment call by the district attorney or the trooper who wrote the ticket. A 3-time deportee with a prior DUI ran a stop sign and killed a child. And North Carolina law treats that exactly the same as if a driver with a clean record had done it. There's a second gap sitting right next to the first one. Illegally re-entering the country after deportation is its own federal felony, separate from anything that happened on that road. Corona has done it 3 times. As of this writing, no U.S. Attorney's Office has filed that federal charge against him. The only charges on the books are the state misdemeanor and a handful of traffic counts out of Pitt County. 3 deportations. 0 federal charges for the 4th entry. Nobody has explained the gap. It's simply, as of today, still open. DHS Acting Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss did not choose diplomatic language for the department's own statement. This monster caused a car crash that killed a 6-year-old girl and injured a mother and a 4-year-old, she said. This tragedy was 100% preventable. A magistrate set Corona's bond above $100,000, citing his immigration history and flight risk. ICE lodged a detainer on July 8th, asking the Pitt County Jail to hold him for federal immigration authorities if his state case ever resolves in his release. Pitt County Sheriff Paula Dance, a Democrat and the first black woman ever elected sheriff in North Carolina, confirmed her office will cooperate with that detainer. Pitt County District Attorney Ferris C. Dixon Jr., also a Democrat, leads the office prosecuting the state case as filed. Nothing in the record suggests his office sought to elevate the charge. The misdemeanor follows directly from the statute, not from his discretion. Two elected officials with a direct stake in this case have said nothing publicly as of this writing. Governor Josh Stein, a Democrat, has made no statement. Congressman Greg Murphy, a Republican whose district includes Pitt County, has made no statement either. On a story with this much attention nationally, the silence from both is notable on its own. A North Carolina commentator's post about the crash, published days afterward, is part of why this case reached a national audience at all. A reminder that local tragedies often only get scrutiny when someone outside the system decides to look. Sheriff Dance was first elected in 2018 and won a third term after her March 2026 primary. Her office is the one actually holding Corona right now, and it's her office's cooperation, not a court order, not a federal mandate, that determines whether the ICE detainer gets honored at all if he's ever granted state release. A detainer, by design, is a request. Nothing in North Carolina law requires a sheriff to grant it. Pitt County has said it will. Two questions will decide how this case is remembered a year from now. Will federal prosecutors add an illegal reentry felony on top of the state misdemeanor? Nothing filed as of this writing suggests that decision has been made either way. And will North Carolina lawmakers revisit a statute that, as written, treats a fatal stop sign violation exactly the same, whether the driver has a clean record or, as here, three deportations and a prior DUI? A man deported three times and illegally back in the country each time was driving on a revoked license when he ran a stop sign and killed 6-year-old Callie Toler in Pitt County, North Carolina. He is charged, not convicted, and the crash itself is presumed innocent until proven otherwise. What isn't in dispute is the structure around it. North Carolina's statute makes the top charge a misdemeanor regardless of his record, and no federal illegal reentry charge, the one crime here nobody disputes, has been filed. ICE has a detainer on file if he's ever released. This has been Civic Intelligence. Explore every source for yourself. The DHS statement, the charging documents, the statute itself, at civicintelligence.news. If this show is worth your time, subscribe, and we'll see you next episode.